Over the years, people have travelled to Clacton in various different ways.
The year is 1879. We're all so excited about our day out to Clacton-on-Sea. We joined a crowd of other people waiting at Freshwater Wharf at Tower Pier in London. We were sailing on a saloon paddle steamer, and I was aghast at the huge wheel on the side of the ship. Everybody was aboard and we set off down the River Thames, prompt at 9:15. We watched all the other sizes and types of boats go by, as well as all the boys bobbing in the water and the Maplin Lighthouse, whose bell would sound to warn ships in foggy weather, although the sky was blue and the sun was shining for our trip. On deck, a band was playing and Mother was tapping her feet to the music, but Father was already snoozing in his chair. We had to make a stop at Southend Pier to pick up even more passengers, but we were then on our way straight to Clacton.
The year is 1890. We went to Liverpool Street Station in London, where we would be boarding a steam train for our trip to Clacton-on-Sea. We all had our individual compartments, but the seats were hard benches and not very comfortable. I kept fidgeting, so my mother told me off and said, "Stop it!" I mostly looked out of the window, but as we were in third class, we were facing the other passengers. I was watching a little boy who was playing with his toy wooden horse. We had to stop at quite a few stations, and I liked looking at all the different people waiting on the platforms. When we arrived at Fort Blasokan, the railway line, which had only been made a few years ago, in 1882, divided onto Clacton-on-Sea. If we stayed on the same track, we'd have gone to Walton-on-the-Naze. When we arrived at Clacton-on-Sea, the station was a huge, brightly painted wooden building. We didn't stay long at the station, though. We were headed off to the seafront.
The year is 1920. I attend Sunday school in Witham, and they've treated us to a trip to the seaside in Clacton-on-Sea. We're travelling on a big charabanc. It's lovely, sunny day, and it feels so nice to have the wind blowing through our hair. It was great fun, but the roads were a bit lumpy and bumpy, and the solid tyres didn't help. When we arrive at Clacton, we're looking forward to eating lunch at a place called Riggs Retreat. We arrived at Clacton-on-Sea in West Avenue. We saw hundreds of other parties, boys and girls, all going for their lunch in a huge hall. After we'd finished our food, we went down to the seafront and onto the beach.
It's 1953, the year of the Queen's coronation. We're travelling by coach for a holiday to Clacton-on-Sea. We're due to leave from Victoria Coach Station in London. We found our coach, a maroon-coloured one, with the name Sutton's in big gold letters down the side. It looked posh. We knew it was ours because it had Clacton-on-Sea on the destination sign above the driver's seat. Dad was smiling. He said that Sutton's were one of the best. Our journey ended at Old Road Coach Station in Clacton-on-Sea. All around us were lots of people getting out of their coaches, all of the different colours. They were just carrying their suitcases ready for their holiday in Clacton-on-Sea, just like us.
It's August 1974, bank holiday. We're off for our week's holiday to Clacton-on-Sea. Dad is busy trying to fit all the suitcases into our car. A Ford Cortina. It's got four doors, a big boot and a radio cassette player. Dad works at Ford factory in Dagenham. He is so proud of his car. He spent most of yesterday polishing it and making sure it had enough oil and water for the journey. We set off. The last thing we had to do was stop off at a garage to put in 4 gallons of petrol. Then we were on our way, all sing along to tapes of the Osmonds and David Essex. Before we knew it, we arrived at Valley Farm Caravan Park, all ready to start our week's holiday and enjoy the carnival.
Please press button B for the next two features.